This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
I'm just going to say hello. It is Barton Hahn. It's ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. And then I want everything to get quiet. I need it really quiet. I need it to be quiet. That's it. We just fade it out for a second because... It has been so long.
I returned and I'm tanned and I'm rested.
Mission Bart Scott
Reset is here.
Back
oh,
on the
rise.
Mic.
Yes. Oh, it's going to be great.
What's up, man? I mean, it's good to. It was great to be with you this morning on Get Up, and it's great to have you back here. It's Bart and Hahn, and for the last couple of weeks, it's been. The show called Barton Hahn with other people. And now
we
it's
like
me
Jimmy
and you.
Kimmel, baby. We like Jimmy Kimmel.
Take the summer off.
You know what I'm saying? We just, you know what I'm saying? Let the people come. You know, sometimes we got to step away and let y'all know what y'all be getting.
Yeah.
And we thank everybody that filled in for us because, you know
of
what?
Course.
We charged the battery and we ready to go.
Yes.
And guess
you
what?
You especially.
Mm-hmm. Barstradamus was recognized.
Oh.
In Santorini. And they said,
somebody
hi.
Else. Are you serious?
And it turned out to be David Hess, son of former owner of the Jets.
Leon Hess. Really?
The reason why the Jets are green and white.
That's true.
And the first thing I said is, why the hell y'all stop giving me the Christmas toy trucks? Well, how I get off the list?
I think
Guess
another
who's
company
back
makes
on the list? Guess who's back on the list?
Oh, really?
Yes, every Christmas, when you're a player, Leon Hess, the Hess family, mm-hmm. gives the players all those trucks that you see when they have the little commercials locally during the Christmas. The fire engine, the gas engine.
Yeah, I know. I'm well aware. I used to have a whole bunch of them,
and then I started getting them
from my son.
I didn't know that
Hess still made them. I thought somebody else just continued to make them.
Nice. See, I'm back on. Nice. Hess, I'm back on the list, baby.
All right, well, that's good, and then of course that you were the fact that Barstradamus was recognized is even better. But you feeling good?
I feel good. I feel Gucci, man. Did we miss a lot? I mean, we can't even go back to even discuss half the stuff we missed.
No,
because
there's
so much happening now that we got to move forward. We can't
True.
Even look back. We
Although,
can look back maybe a little bit.
A lot of things. Some things that we're talking about from 2 weeks ago, we're still talking about.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Whether it's
I got that one.
Brooklyn.
Yeah. Thanks,
you have
Kevin.
That. And then Lamar still isn't signed. What are your Ravens doing, man? Can we get this done, please?
I don't want it done.
What do you mean you don't want it done?
I don't want it done.
All
Listen,
right, well,
Lamar Jackson
that'll
is
be
pushing
another
all his chips into the middle of the table. And
oh,
I'll
I know.
Tell you why a little later, everybody.
Yeah, a little later in the show. I understand that. Yeah. So 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. Like I said, we are back. You want to talk to us? It's been a while. You can be part of the conversation. That's what we're doing today. We're kind of clearing the decks today. We got some stuff we got to get to. There's a little bit of breaking news today as well that we want to discuss. But we're clearing the decks, clearing it. A lot we haven't had a chance to talk to you about. There's some things you want to talk to us about. So today is a day where it's just Bart and I, me, Bart, and you. All right? Like, what do you think of that, Bart? Well, just
like
that.
That.
So, just like
so
when we were in front of the screen on Get Up this morning, and I had that moment. Monica McNutt took a picture for us.
Yeah.
It was Bart's Can't Wait segment, which I love. And I got to host it with you. Can't Wait segment. And
pretty
I
balls,
asked you for a can't
balls.
Wait from the chest, and because Nico was there, you wouldn't do it.
Can't wait. Can't wait. Can't wait.
Yeah, I mean.
What was that all about?
Yeah, you know, I don't want to, you know, put the pain in it. I mean, he was there. I mean,
beat them.
He went in there and cried, didn't he? He cried that night.
He probably did.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so I don't want to do that because they just knew they were just going to go to the Super Bowl again and do what they do, and that's win Super Bowls. But, you know.
But I was asking you to do it for me. That was a big moment for me. And on national television, as I asked you to give me a can't wait, say it with your chest, you kind of did the whole, like, yeah.
No, I mean, then you said, look at their face. You looked at their face, and he was like, please don't do it, man. It's like I gotta do it. Like you gotta punch him in the face, and he's like, "Don't do it, man. Don't do it, Tone. Not in the face, Tone." You know what I'm saying? Not in the face, Tone. Like when Tony had, he had to execute Kitty. I can't say his real name is, but everybody knows.
Tone,
please, not in the face, Tone.
Right? But I just feel like you let me down.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, can I make it back up today?
Hurt.
Can I make it back up? I apologize.
I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to host the show again. That was it. That was our moment.
Between the paper and the hard place.
Think about how far we've come where you and I at one point were just the two of us on the screen on that show. One of the most watched shows on ESPN. Me and you. But come on, look at us. But look at us.
I brought the pretty balls from our show.
Excuse me?
To the stage, right?
I brought the stage.
Phrasing?
Probably one of the prettiest balls I've ever caught in my life, so.
Yeah, did you see the look on everybody's face when you reminded them of that quote that we used several times on our show?
Yeah, because some of them didn't know. And also, they were
like, what did Bart say?
That's the same look that they gave me when
Jets.
That's the same look they gave me when I said Viagra that time. That's the same thing. It's the same look. It's the same cold feeling on the show. Like, yeah. The words of Bart Scott does not represent Nikovich and Dan Grauser.
Or anybody on this show, right. But I thought it was funny, and we laughed about it. But it was a lot of fun. It was great to have that moment.
It's like a warm-up for us. It's like a little preseason game for us before we get back. You know what I mean?
Right, and now we're back. And then during the show this morning, out of nowhere, we did have breaking news, and it involved Serena Williams. And now Serena Williams has a Vogue article coming out in the September edition. But on her Instagram is a picture of the cover. And I mean, it's an amazing. I mean, she looks gorgeous.
Yes.
And her daughter holding the back end of the dress and kind of covering her face. And Serena's Farewell is the title there. And as she says in the Instagram post, there comes a time in life we have to decide to move in a different direction. The time is always hard when you love something so much. My goodness, do I enjoy tennis? But now the countdown has begun. So she's talking about. She's evolving into, moving away from tennis is how she wants to put it. She doesn't want to say retirement, but that's essentially what it is.
Yes.
And the last time we will see her in a major is going to be here in New York.
Wow.
At the U.S. Open. Wow. And storybook ending is her winning the major and tying the record.
Going off like Mamba out.
Could you imagine?
Oh,
hard is it going to be to get a ticket to the U.S. Open now? It's going to be insane.
You shouldn't have said that because people are going to their
They needed me to say that.
But now you just stay like,
well, the good news is we have coverage on ESPN.
You're right. You're like, you know what? You're right. It's like you get to see where you are on the totem pole with ESPN. You call ESPN. Hey, man, can I get Hello?
Right.
It's me.
You can go to a practice court. You want to go to a practice court? Nah, man. I want to get in the building.
No speak English. What the heck?
Right. So it broke while we were on Get Up. And you scramble with a story like this. And so, we try to obviously get the quick perspective that we could. And we were able to get Pam Shriver, who's obviously a tennis analyst for ESPN and a former player of her own right. And Pam just talked about really what Serena Williams' legacy is in tennis, in culture, in everything.
She has impacted tennis on the court, off the court. She's taken tennis off the sports pages into pop culture. She bridges, really people of all generations and a diversity of backgrounds. She's become a great spokesperson, a philanthropist. She's matured before our eyes. Sure, she's had moments at the U.S. Open that have been difficult for her and for us to watch. But in the end, she's going to go down as one of the great athletes, not just in tennis, but in sports history. When you think about her longevity, winning majors as a teenager in the 90s and still competing in 2022 and her record in the Olympics, in major doubles finals with Venus 14-0, I could go on and on at the impact she's had.
So, Bart, I'm curious about this, right? So let's go. The last 25 years, all right? Yes. A quarter century of sports in the U.S. Mount Rushmore, four, all right? We're going with four. Mm-hmm. She's got to be on the Mount Rushmore of this generation when it comes to athletes. I've got LeBron, I've got Tom Brady, I've got Tiger, and I've got Serena. Yeah. Am I missing anyone? Should someone else be on this list? That's the four to me.
Well, once you say – I can make a valid argument that say she was more dominant in her sport more consistently than Tiger Woods have been. Remember, they both kind of started around the same time. Tiger probably was 96. right? And Serena's like 98,
the
right? Late,
yeah, the latter half of the 90s is when they both came up as phenoms, right?
Yeah, so really, I would say and argue that she's been consistently good longer than Tiger, because Tiger had the incident, the accident. But before that, you know, the back injuries and all that type of stuff, she's been consistent. Now, she took some time off to have a child. And, you know, those are peak years that, you know, maybe she could have got one of those titles if she hadn't decided to be a mom. But
right.
That's a personal decision. That's a decision that men don't have to make.
Yep.
Right? But, you know, you want to say having a baby 9 months, being pregnant maybe 5 months, and you had to shut it down, then recovery 5 months after. We missed at least 2 years of her prime. I would argue to say she's more dominant than LeBron. You can make a case to say that she's been the most dominant, most impactful, the same way LeBron has impacted his sport.
Yep.
What she did for women, sports, gender equality, her and Venus fighting for equal pay. I mean, she's just as impactful with the fashion industry. I mean, you name it. You know what I mean? She's a walking legend.
Mm-hmm.
She's a walking legend. And they made a movie pretty much about her life while she was still playing. That's how crazy it is. That's how long she's been dominant. Over 20-plus years. Amazing. Amazing stuff.
I want to know what the people think. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
Somebody got to come off. LeBron, you can't stay. Somebody got to come off because Floyd Mayweather in there.
Floyd, I do not put Floyd Mayweather.
Floyd Mayweather never lost.
I understand that. But again, when we're talking about transcendent athletes.
LeBron got to go. I'm going Tom Brady.
How do you take LeBron off this list?
How do you
LeBron,
take Floyd
Tom
Mayweather?
Brady, Tiger Woods, and Serena Williams.
How does Floyd Mayweather made more money, revolutionized it, never lost, beat all the greats that you talk about, Pacquiao, you can say whatever you want about his shoulder, whatever. Beat everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Beat every single person. Delahoye, anybody want to say great,
what about him besides that is compelling?
What you mean? The culture phenom, the boxing is set. First $100 million guy to win. This dude made $100 million in one night boxing twice.
You are honestly
He fought a UFC guy.
You're taking LeBron James off this list.
Hey, what I'm trying to say, Floyd Mayweather, the greatest. Listen, it's no argument that Floyd Mayweather is top five greatest boxer of all time. And
all right,
listen,
here we
that's
go.
Saying a lot. Sugar Ray all Robinson, right. A lot of, don't leave Floyd out.
Okay, then the calls are racking up right now. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
LeBrick James.
We'll let everybody get their take on this. You heard Bart's, you heard mine. What is yours? We also have to get to another story that was developing yesterday, Bart. We did talk about that this morning as well, and that's Kevin Durant. And the ultimatum that he reportedly laid on Joe Tsai, the owner of the Nets, and how Joe Tsai responded. What all that means, we'll get to that coming up. But first, Bart, tell us about O'Reilly.
Oh, man, protect your vehicle's engine with Syntec at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec Premium Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines and to dissipate heat and friction and reduce the wear and tear. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and Motor and MicroGuard Select Filter for just $33.99. Try Syntec today, exclusively at AutoParts.com. Or just auto.
Kevin Durant advocated for Steve Nash to be the damn head coach.
It's refreshing to hear an owner back a GM and a coach like that, because, again, it doesn't happen that much anymore.
Whatever in the best interest of the Brooklyn Nets franchise, I'm going to do that. And in my opinion, that's to keep Kevin Durant.
Ah, yes. We are back. Reunited. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio. We have your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The one story that we left, and then we come back and it's still a story, has not really changed, Bart, but it has a new wrinkle, a new chapter to the soap opera, a new episode, shall we say. Kevin Durant and his trade requests from the Brooklyn Nets was reiterated in a meeting that he reportedly had with Nets owner Joe Tsai in London.
Oh.
And in this meeting, he apparently told Joe Tsai, it's either me or it's the front office and coach. He's basically saying, you get rid of me or you get rid of Steve Nash and Sean Marks. And so that came out. And then that came out during the day yesterday. And then Joe Tsai went to Twitter So it wasn't like this goes to Twitter and tweets this. Our front office and coaching staff have my support. We will make decisions in the best interest of the Brooklyn Nets. What does this mean?
See, it means that Kevin Durant tried to go the route of attack the people that you know I can't attack. Now, you're going to attack Steve Nash because, really, Steve Nash wouldn't have a job if it wasn't for Kevin Durant or Kyrie Irving. I mean, nobody was checking for Steve Nash to be a coach of anything. He wasn't trying to be a coach. He was convinced to be a coach. So that's the issue that Kevin Durant has. So I'm not letting Steve Nash stand in the way of me keeping Kevin Durant and being happy. But I'm not letting Sean Marks go because he's a outstanding executive and his shelf life is far greater than Kevin Durant. So what you need for him to do is, you know, maybe they figure that out. But this was pretty much an attempt for him to kind of – Kevin Durant to try and take some of the methods that he saw happen with James Harden, that he saw happen with Anthony Davis. You go at the people that make the decisions and you go over their head to undermine their authority straight to the top and say, we can't figure this out. And then if you piss off the owner, maybe he say, well, get him out of here and try and get him to make an emotional decision. But they're not going to make an emotional decision because at the end of the day, they own the rights of Kevin Durant for 4 years. So he can either retire or not, or he can be a malcontent all he wants. But I think they're betting on the fact that Kevin Durant loves basketball so much and he knows that, you know, he only has so much time left on the hardwood, you know, in the NBA uniform, that he was just going to play and try and see if he can up his value to make somebody like Boston give up the pieces necessary to appease the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that because there just doesn't seem to be a trade out there. But a lot of people are saying that there isn't a trade out there where you're trading somebody of the caliber of Kevin Durant and getting anything back of anything close to value. Tim Bontemps, ESPN NBA writer, on Get Up With Us this morning, and he talked about how this marriage, this weird relationship now that this has come to, is not ending anytime soon.
With Joe Tsai's tweet, this actually became the easiest layup for me of all time for Joe Tsai. Oh, wait a minute. I can go support the coach and GM of my team instead of the guy that 6 weeks ago came to me and said, I want to be traded. Seems like a pretty easy call to me. And so as you look at this situation going forward, I think we're in the same spot we've been in really since the middle of last month, which is that if you look around the NBA, there are not teams showing the kind of interest in giving up the kind of trade package to the Brooklyn Nets that would make them want to trade Kevin Durant. I think we're looking at a situation where these teams are, well, Kevin Durant and the Nets are going to be together at the start of training camp and probably into the start of the season. And they're going to have to find a way to play nice and make this work because I don't see this marriage ending anytime soon.
It's going to be so awkward, Bart. You basically public, like it's now public that you're going to be at, you're going to go to training camp and there's a coach standing there that you tried to get fired. That's weird, man. Like yeah, you can how do you say, well, we'll make Steve, it up. It'll be all right. Like there's no way that could be a comfortable situation.
Well, Steve,
it's
you know
so
what
awkward.
Well, Steve knew what he was trying to do. Right, you try and do the it's him or me, knowing that 9 times out of 10, when you say that publicly, the organization, because they want to take control, is always going to stick with the people. So you know, Steve knew he was safe, and if Steve get fired, Steve might want to get fired because he's going to get that money guaranteed underneath his contract. But when he said Sean Marks, that's when I knew he wasn't serious. Like because Sean Marks has done nothing but put an outstanding outfit around this team. Like, let's look at all the ancillary pieces that he brought in. Let's look That's at right. all the supporting pieces that he brought. He went and got you. He had James Harden. He went and got that and made that move for you. That's what you guys wanted.
You wanted
right?
it.
You guys wanted You guys wanted
And look what they gave up for it.
Right.
They gave up a lot for that.
Right. So they did that. So where weren't you and Sean Marks
on the same page?
You know, on the same page, lockstep, step for step. So if you're upset at Sean Marks, you should be upset with yourself because – you guys are the ones that told him what you wanted to do, and he executed exactly what you want him to do.
Oh, it's funny you say that because not only about Sean Marks, well, how about even about Steve Nash? Remember, they didn't want Kenny Atkinson because they didn't want a guy that was going to make them practice and run sprints watch
Kevin
film.
Durant,
they didn't want that, right? So what they do, they got a coach that they were all happy with, that this is what Kyrie wanted. And how about this? You want the guy fired. Back in April, KD, you said this about Steve Nash.
I think he's done a great job. I mean, the last 2 years, he's been dealt a wild hand, you know, injuries, trades, disgruntled players. Like, guys in and out the lineup, you know, stuff that he can't control. And I felt like, you know, he handled it as best as he could.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And next to him, by the way, next to him was Kyrie Irving nodding. Nodding to everything KD was saying there. So what has happened from April to August?
Was it a little shot at Kevin Durant? I mean, Kyrie Irving,
players?
Yeah, disgruntled players in and out of the lineup. Yeah, like,
he meant James Harden.
He's basically talking about you. Okay.
Talking about James Harden.
So when you look at it, though, where's Kyrie in all this? Because all of a sudden, Kyrie just wants to play for the Nets, whether Kevin's there or not.
Kyrie doesn't have a choice. Kevin really shouldn't have a choice either. Kyrie doesn't have a choice. I mean, this is such a bizarre story.
But Kyrie,
the Nets have
like
no reason to trade KD. No reason. He's under contract. They don't have to trade him. Mm. And all KD could say is, I'm not going to play. All right, great. You're going to sit out for 4 years?
Right.
Or is, you know, like, there is no trade to be made. The Celtics don't want to bring him into that situation. They do not want to have to give up Jaylen Brown.
Well, they'll give up Jaylen Brown. There's no way they want to give up Jaylen Brown.
No,
it's the other people they don't want to give up. Right?
I don't think they want to give up Jaylen Brown.
I thought it was Marcus Smart that they didn't want
to. They don't want to give up Jaylen Brown. Well, if you give up Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart, you have basically ripped any leadership out of that locker room, and you've added another aloof guy who doesn't want to be a leader.
Well, it's ironic how he's so vocal now. Where was all this vocalness and
vocal? It's all through sources and reports. Come on, man.
But I mean, this is more vocal. He's letting it come out. Right, he's not coming about an easy sniper and taking shots at people. Where was all this when Kyrie was tripping?
Wait, it'd be great if KD responded to Josiah's tweet, since he responds to everybody else's tweet. Now you want to make it interesting.
Easy sniper.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Bart, a lot of people want to sound off on this. And also the question about, is Serena in your Mount Rushmore over the last 25 years? Yeah, and Bart's saying, buy LeBron, bring in Floyd Mayweather. I say it's LeBron, Tom Brady, Tiger Woods, Serena.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart is saying all those, but take out LeBron and put in Floyd Mayweather.
I'm just saying you got to find a place for Floyd, because what he did is the business wise for boxers.
I get it.
It's what LeBron and everybody else did for their sport.
I get it. All right, so we got a lot of people on hold. Stay with us. We'll get to your calls. Got a lot to get to, a lot of football to get to. We got an injury, a major injury concern with the New York Jets.
Damn!
And then an injury comeback in Baltimore, what impact it has in there. A lot of football to do with you as well. Like I said, we're clearing the decks. We talk to you about what you want to talk about while we talk about what we want to talk about. It's Barton Hunt. It's what we do. We're back. ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hunt.
Keep you humble.
Mark? Yeah, I recorded it.
I got a question for Keyshawn.
Oh, man, but this is the same thing.
This is what we do, though. We keep you humble. Yeah. We have to keep each other humble. And that's how we do it. Reminded that there are people who are listening to the show have no clue who the hell we are.
Bart is absolutely brilliant and on point.
And then there's that. Then you get that.
The yin and the yang, baby.
That's right. That's what we do. It's Bart and Hahn. Yes, we're back. ESPN Radio. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. Do you want some bad news or do you want some bad news?
Give me the bad news.
Well, Robert Saleh, the head coach of the New York Jets, is telling reporters as we speak that Mekhi Becton, the third-year offensive tackle who injured his knee, he had the knee surgery last year, and then just had an injury yesterday to that same knee, he's probably going to miss the season. And there's a report, Ian Rappaport is saying that is an avulsion fracture of the right kneecap.
I've never heard that.
It just doesn't sound good.
Yeah, I've never even heard of that. I've heard
Saleh saying he's going to get a second opinion, but I mean, that second opinion's like, yeah, it's fractured.
Yeah. Remember right? What last year was about? Like, oh, first game and, oh, he'll be back.
Yeah.
Nah. A whole year. I mean, this is almost like Klay Thompson. 2 years in a row, not seeing him coming back from an injury and get injured again. He's running out of time because they'll probably give him one more shot next year. If not, they got to start really
first
thinking
round
about,
pick, so you got a fifth-year option, you know?
Yeah, but would you pick up that option?
Well, I need a full season healthy.
Yeah, ask Daniel Jones.
Remember, they were moving him to right tackle because
that was just a great place.
George Fant was really good at left.
Yeah.
And it really would have worked out well. Now he's out, and you've got to now fill that position. So Rich Cimini, who covers the Jets for ESPN, saying that Saleh said the front office is working on the Dwayne Brown now situation, who's available. And
they was like, hey, Dwayne. He was like, yeah, yesterday's price is not today's price.
You think so?
Oh, hell yeah. He's like, oh, y'all need me. Before, y'all just bring me on there some extra. Nah, I'm vital. I'm essential. I wonder if Saleh was with him in Seattle. And that's where the relationship comes from.
There is a relationship, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, he was there. They traded for him from Houston.
Was he there that long?
Yeah. He was there from Houston. Remember? They traded for Dwayne Brown for a long time. He was, like, before Laremy Tunsil, they traded for him for Russell Wilson to have a left tackle. He's 36 years old.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll go deeper into this story a little bit later on because there are other things, other injuries, and also a return from injury as well to get into. We'll do a lot of NFL in the 1 o'clock hour, but we do have calls at 888, say ESPN, 888-729-3776. A couple of the big stories today that we've been talking about. Very first one is Serena Williams announcing that she, after the U.S. Open, she could be done with tennis, evolving away from her tennis career, essentially retiring. And Bart and I were just both kind of in the last 25 years, we were both discussing this. If there is a sports Mount Rushmore of all athletes in the last 25 years, Serena's got to be on it, right? Got to be on it. Tiger, LeBron.
America, right? We just keep it in America.
Yeah,
right?
Just the U.S. Because if you start bringing in like
– Lewis Hamilton, Ronaldo,
Ronaldo Messi. We'll start doing that, and then it just gets like out of hand because those are people
Johnson,
we just haven't seen.
You know what I'm saying?
Felice Johnson, yeah, you know, probably somewhere on there. But so we're asking you that. We're also talking about, you know, the Kevin Durant and the Nets story as well. But on this, let's go to Ronnie in Brooklyn first on Serena. Go ahead, Ronnie.
Yes, how you guys doing, man?
Good.
Listen. I cannot keep Floyd Mayweather off of that list and for Tiger Woods. You know, Tiger Woods, I don't know, his career, things happen, some things like, you know, decisions that he made. How can you leave Floyd Mayweather off that list? I feel kind of
Ronnie, let me ask you this. So Tiger's the one, not LeBron. Tiger's the one you'd take off the list because Bart was going to take LeBron off the list.
Yeah, listen, with Tiger, you know, that movie doesn't end well. If you wrote a movie with all those other three athletes, those are triumphs. Those are you know, we once-in-a-lifetime, like, athletes that we're going to see. You know, unfortunately, that's the setback from some decisions that Tiger made. But no, Floyd Mayweather was hard work and dedication. He was the epitome of the results.
Bart, what do you think of that?
No, I mean, he's
I like that. And
Bart, what do you think
great?
Of that? 15 championships for Tiger, though. 15.
Okay, how many world title belts, unifications, unanimous, you know what I mean? You know, undisputed,
me?
You know what I mean? Floyd Mayweather, baby. Mm-hmm. Never lost. Mm. One-man army by myself.
So, all right, but he's saying instead of LeBron, he's taking off Tiger.
You know what's crazy? Out of all the guys, all the people that we putting on the Mount Rushmore, the one that got the most baggage and the worst story is the golfer.
Yeah.
It's the golfer.
It's
not
true.
Not the gaudy, loudmouth, loquacious boxer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He ain't the one out there. You know, he had a little thing with
Listen,
the
what do you mean a little thing?
Violence.
Floyd's had some – yeah, that ain't a little thing. He's had some issues. You know, a little different, but he did not have the tragic accidents and the back, you know, the injuries.
Well, he got
too.
Messed up. He messed up hands. You know what I'm saying? He fought with one hand, all that type of stuff, son. You know what I'm saying? In boxing, it's your hands, it's your piece.
All right. We got more calls on this and more, so we got calls. 888 ESPN. 888-729-3776. No, I thought it was interesting, though, that instead of sliding off LeBron like you wanted to do, it was no. We got to move Tiger off this thing.
One thing about it, Serena is there.
No one is saying, right, no one is saying that Serena doesn't belong there. No one, at least not yet.
Like what she did for the culture, black kids with braids, inspiring young brown girls all around the world. The same effect that Tiger had when he made little black kids pick up the golf club.
Right, when he signed with Nike and all of a sudden golf gear was cool. And golf gear was cool to wear. I mean, it's a much different thing, but that's just...
A polyester shirt became cool.
Right. So we have more calls. We will get to those and more. But first, Bart, tell us about Granger.
Damn it. I just want to keep talking because Granger just got back. For all the ones who get it done. Granger's always there to help. Granger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help keep you and your facility safe and your people even safer. Call clickgranger.com or just listen. Stop on by.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Bart and Han.
This Mount Rushmore conversation we're having here. Serena Williams, who today is announcing she will retire from tennis after the U.S. Open, she's on it. In the last 25 years, she's on it. Tom Brady, he's on it. Now we go Tiger Woods, LeBron. Bart is saying, no, Floyd Mayweather's got to be on this thing.
Last 25 years?
Yeah.
Money May?
So somebody, it's four, right? Isn't it four? It's four, is it not?
Yeah, it's four.
Yeah, well, somebody's got to go. But Serena herself belongs on it, and I haven't heard anybody deny that yet. We go to North Carolina, we talk to G. What's up, G?
Hello?
What up, G?
Thanks. Man, they got my name wrong, too. This is Juice.
Oh, Juice.
Oh, man, how they mess up the Juice is loose.
Gee. Wow, see what happened? You go away for a couple of weeks.
Bad phone connection.
Man, you go away for a couple of weeks.
Juice, they say you call from a Nextel. You chirped us.
Yeah, that's what it is. You chirped us, didn't you?
Nah, I call from a regular phone. Hey, first of all, hold up, Han. I got to tell you, man, Bart let me down, too.
Right?
Bart let me down, too.
You can't give me a can't wait on get up while I'm standing there next to you? Please.
But I went warmed up, too. My vocals went right, you know.
Nah, man. Yo, this will happen, man. Bart was supposed to guess my wife's name. He couldn't remember.
Yeah.
It cost me, hey, yo, I don't have can't wait money. I got, would you like fries with that money?
Yeah, man.
That's what I got.
I got a cash.
You know what I'm saying?
I got
love for Bart, but he's the one person that take Tiger Woods off. Everybody forgot about Derek Jeter.
Oh, but he was never the best baseball. He was never the baseball player. He was never the baseball great. He was never the best baseball player.
Yeah, Juice. We love you, Juice. Bart, I can't go with – and you know me as a Yankee.
You talk about Jeter. He might not even be top five Yankee of all time.
I can't – like, we're talking about all of sports.
Yeah.
A Mount Rushmore. I don't even think a baseball player is on this thing.
Yeah.
Like, who are you putting on it? From a baseball player?
Nah.
You're not going to have a baseball player on this in the last 25 years? Yeah. Give me a baseball player that like that would stand out. None of them.
Nope.
Serena's on this thing. But who comes off this thing? We'll continue with your calls in 10 seconds.
Juice.
That was Juice.
My bad, Juice.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Bart, let's get through a lot of these calls because a lot of people do want to talk to us about this stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're just joining us again, Serena Williams announcing she will be stepping away from tennis, retiring essentially after the U.S. Open. And we thought in the last quarter century, she's on the Mount Rushmore of athletes in America. I mean, she is of American athletes. Mount Rushmore, she's on it. Iconic. She's on it. LeBron, Tom Brady. I think Tom Brady's a given. Serena's a given. And you're saying Floyd Mayweather should be on this thing. LeBron's got to be on this thing. Tiger should be on this thing, but you can't have five.
We ain't had one person call up here and say Floyd Mayweather ain't one of the most dominant athletes in the last 25 years and what he did with the money, changed the game of boxing, and all the other people that he promoted. He single-handedly made 24/7 with HBO. That was his thing, rolled 24/7, all that stuff. All right. Him.
Let's keep going here. John's on the line. What's up, John?
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing? My top four here, I think Serena Williams and Tom Brady are definitely on there.
Yeah.
I think Floyd Mayweather is definitely on there. And I think four can be anyone between Tiger Woods, Michael Phelps, and LeBron.
Phelps.
Ooh, Phelpsy.
Phelps.
Ooh, he was a vibe.
Oh, one of the most decorated Olympians ever.
Of all time.
John, that's a good one. Michael Phelps.
I forgot Michael Phelps,
right?
Man.
It's not easy to do.
Yes.
But once again, is anybody pushing Serena off this list? Nobody's doing
it.
Is
anybody pushing Floyd off?
Mike in Jersey. What's up, Mike?
Yo, what up, boys? I don't want to wax poetic or everything, but you guys are the best show on radio. Alan, I've been with you since 7 p.m. in New York. Bart, you always do a great job and good job on TV earlier. The four is really hard because you got to push someone off. I think Serena's the most dominant of her time. But, the guy just called up and said Michael Phelps. You got Sidney Crosby. I think that four spot is the hardest spot. So, I don't know.
I mean, Phelps has 23 gold medals. Yeah. 23.
But what we're saying is
thanks, Mike.
Serena's not number four. That's what we're saying. Serena should be one or two.
Oh, I think that's what I mean. Tom Brady and Serena are like the ones I think, like if I gave you a Sharpie, you're writing those two names, and the rest of them, you're probably writing in pencil for now.
Right. I mean, LeBron only has four titles. Floyd Mayweather beat Zab Judah, De La Hoya, Pacquiao, like other people that we consider great. Mm. Shane Mosley. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey. You know, he did it with a braggadocious style, but you saw what he did. He created a whole – HBO lived off of Floyd Mayweather with that 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
And then what he did is when he went to Showtime, he took it over there and made another name.
Yeah, it spawned its own kind of thing. Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm starting to
– Hard work.
I'm starting to understand what you're talking about. Yeah. I don't love him. That's the thing. It's like he's not really a beloved – athlete.
Like, it wasn't hundreds, you know, we talked
like
about.
He didn't have an impact. Like, everybody else we talked about have had some type of an impact.
On the business. Hold up. $100 million for a fight that he's not a heavyweight?
I said. $300 million. You said that.
$300 million he got for one fight. Fight, $300 million.
Yes, because you knew people were going to tune in. That's why when you keep going, I keep saying, you know what, you're right. You are convincing me. Justin in Virginia. Justin.
Hey, guys. I actually wanted to kind of piggyback, I guess, a little bit off of what was coming before. But, yeah, I've got Serena as the top. I mean, she's the GOAT. There's no question about it. And I've got Brady right behind her. Mm-hmm. And then I've got Floyd. And then, of course, Michael Phelps. I mean, 23 golds, 28 total medals.
What a dominant run he had. Yeah.
Dude just murdered it.
And the thing is, those were between like 8-year spans because he only goes to the Olympics every 4 years.
No, I know.
He did three of them.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I guess everybody on this list is dominated for over 20 years.
Right.
Yes. My bad. Yeah. So, no, it's not point. Point.
Wow. Can you imagine doing a Mount Rushmore that doesn't have LeBron on it or Tiger Woods on it?
Yeah. And listen, Serena's right there with Tiger as far as being able to be number one. Just one win away.
Are you saying Joey Chestnut, Cam?
Yeah.
Most dominant athlete of his era.
Oh, did he get beat by like the woman? What's her name? Oh man, it's a woman dominating right now.
I mean, he hasn't eaten less than anyone in like 15 years. So.
Yeah, he hasn't lost in forever. But I don't know. Is that an athlete? I mean, no offense. Yeah, is that an athlete?
Are we going to NASCAR if we doing that?
There hasn't been a NASCAR. Like there's nothing like that.
No Dale Earnhardt.
No, well, even Dale, like that.
No, I'm talking about senior. That. I'm talking about senior.
I know. Like there hasn't been that
Jeff
dominant. Corey. You know, there hasn't. Tony Stewart. Like I don't even know. You can't put them in that category.
LeBron can't be on this list. Bone Jones, we don't give it UFC type of stuff. He always get a drug charge.
All right, we'll continue with your calls and more NFL news to get into next.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.